More than 100 people gathered in Baltimore on Saturday for the 2020 Women's March. It was a scene that also played out in Washington, D.C., and hundreds of other cities across the country where marches were held. WYPR's health and housing reporter Sarah Y. Kim was on the scene.
The people united will never be defeated! The people united!
Women chanted as they marched from Baltimore's federal courthouse to City Hall on Saturday. They carried signs reading, "Vote pro-choice," "Protect black women," and "Dump Trump." They protested the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett and called on Americans to vote. The march was organized by various local advocacy groups, including Baltimore Women United and Narrow Pro-Choice Maryland. The speeches at City Hall began with Atira Griffin, the founder of Building Our Nation's Daughters.
March. Vote. Dissent.
As a black woman in America, Griffin says her own existence is an act of dissent.
Who believed my ancestors would fight century after century for their freedom and rights and win? Not one soul, but they dissented. And who told a group of women they could plan year after year to bring thousands of women together and those who are watching right now to march and raise their voices? No one. But we dissent.
Diana Phillip from Pro-Choice Maryland urged people to vote, saying Roe v. Wade and a woman's right to choose is on the line.
We have never had a nominee before who so blatantly in her career has signed off onto so many letters and so many public documents stating that she's against really basic human rights.
Karen Nelson from Planned Parenthood Advocates called the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg a champion for equal rights.
And this Supreme Court appointment is fundamentally about justice. When women rise up together, we are an unstoppable force.
Brittany Oliver, the director of Not Without Black Women, says Barrett will undo Ginsburg's work.
If this administration truly cared about the American people, it would halt these hearings, wait until after the election to confirm a new Supreme Court justice, and prioritize passing another stimulus package for struggling Americans in this country.
Protester Mona Simmons says Republicans are hypocritical for trying to replace Ginsburg before the election and are taking away resources that would help teenage mothers.
We only care about the fetus. We don't care about you. We don't care about it after it's born. You know, we just don't care. We just want you to have it.
Another protester, Ellen McKenzie, attended the rally dressed as Serena Joy, a character from Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale. Serena Joy helps create Gilead, a totalitarian society that enslaves women.
Barrett is very similar to that, so it's a very frightening time to think that we could potentially be going there, and having our rights taken away is that first step.
McKenzie was marching for her mother, who she says made a tough choice before she was born.
She was brave enough to have an abortion when it was illegal. She had to get an abortion, and it was scary, and my dad was terrified, but they did, and then they were able to finish their degrees, and they got married, and I don't think I'd be here if she didn't make that choice.
Throughout the rally, Sonia from the band Disappear Fear performed music she wrote, including the Washington Work song.
There's blood on the sidewalk for someone I don't know. I step around it so I won't.
I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Healthcare coverage from WYPR is made possible by support from GBMC Healthcare.